Shot of Ready Podcast. 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 Shot of Brady Podcast, man. This episode 168 in here, man, with the hottest out, man. DJ Life, man. What's good with you, Life?
Man, what's good? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I appreciate your time, man. You know what I mean? Because I know you a busy man out here, man. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, not too busy for you, though.
Man. Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. Nah, real talk. Nah, man, I thought you was from Texas, though, Life.
No,
man. You know what I'm saying?
I got some people out in Texas.
Okay, yeah. From Texas. Okay. Yeah. Nah, man, but where you from, though?
Dale City, Oklahoma, so okay. It's the south side of the city.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so how was it for you, though? You know what I'm saying?
Growing up, I mean, shit.
Like, what was your city experience?
My city experience, it was really lit growing up. Like, I grew up in a lit era. I grew up in a house party era, so okay, it was just, like, a lot of house parties. I mean, of course, you had, you know what I'm saying, your gang activity.
Okay, right.
So you had your politics, street politics. But I grew up playing football, so like,
oh, you did? Oh, you was nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a D1 athlete. You can look it up. Yeah, D1 athlete, for sure.
Yeah, man, at what position?
I play receiver.
Okay, receiver. Yeah. You got to be nice to go D1 at receiver.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went to Weber State.
Okay.
Where Damian Lillard played.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my first college.
Man, so what high school did you end up going to, though?
Dale City High School.
Oh, Dale City? Yep. Oh, okay. Damn, man, you got a scholarship out of there? Okay, yep. Like, you really got to grind out in Dale City because my cousin went out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to grind for yours.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, man, so how was Webster, though? Weber, my bad.
Weber was different. It was a lot of snow, man. It was
cold?
Yeah, it was a climate change for me. So that's what really hurt me a lot was the climate change. But when I first got out there, I found out I had a heart murmur.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't get to play my true freshman season.
Oh, okay.
I was actually developing, and I came, spring game?
Yeah.
I was getting reps, doing everything, and then I had a coach change. So when the coaching change happened, the coach had a meeting with me, and it was kind of like,
damn.
He was alluding to me to go where he was going.
Okay.
And he was like, well, if you want to stay, I'm going to cut your scholarship back. And he was like, if you want to go, he said, I can get you some more money.
Okay. And so he tried to push you out the door.
He tried to push me out the door, but he tried to allude to where he was going. And I'm young, so I didn't know this because he was still head coach at that spot.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he talking in code.
Yeah, so I'm on the flight.
Okay.
And I'm this social media wasn't big at this time. It was a little bit big, but we didn't have Instagram. We had Cinegram. I don't know if people remember Cinegram.
I don't remember Cinegram.
We had Cinegram and Facebook, so I get on Facebook as soon as I touch down at home, and I see that he went back to Arkansas.
Okay.
He's the head coach at that time at Arkansas.
Damn.
And then I ain't got no money. I ain't got nothing. Right. My phone gets turned off.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So only way I can communicate with people is through Facebook.
Right.
And that's really it.
So could you find him through Facebook?
Nope.
No. Right.
Nope. Yep. Couldn't find him through Facebook. I had his email.
Okay.
But where I live, I didn't have Wi-Fi at the time. So I was just in a really fucked up position at that time. I wasn't able to reach out to him and try to make that move, which he was alluding to. So I got a mutual friend that was at UCO.
Okay.
So
you transferred.
Yeah.
Okay.
UCO
damn.
Really wanted me. They put forth the effort.
Right.
I like what the coaches was bringing.
Yeah.
And they had a new coach. So it was just like, shit, I'm buying to that.
Okay.
Shit, I was doing my thing at UCO.
Yeah, and the weather was better. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell, it's crazy out here.
My but family got to see me play. Hey, that was a total difference from when I got to see my family in the stands, right. My homies in the stands.
Yeah, like it made you way more hype.
Because I think my first game, I remember, shit, my brother came.
Yeah.
My boy Cinco, he now a photographer. He actually ended up going to UCO after that, but he came, my boy PB came.
Yeah.
And it was just like, all right, I got to turn up. Them my niggas, they here. Like, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah. First game, I got in, scored a touchdown.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man. Yeah. So
ever since then.
So life was nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You got the highlight film?
I don't think I got no highlight film at UCO, but I got
highlight. Yeah, they wasn't big as they is now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was playing football, shit. You literally have to probably make your own highlight tape.
Okay,
you got to find out the shit because we were just getting into Huddle.
Okay.
Like, our practice film's on Huddle, but your film, you have to, like, figure
like
out
how to do it yourself.
Yeah, so that shit's tough.
Oh, God. Okay, so why Sigma, though?
Sigma, man.
In college. So was it at UCO?
Yeah,
UCO. I was? Okay, yeah.
Land of Pot Chapter. So the way I came about Sigma was different, bro. Like, it really, everybody thought it was just because they was popping on campus at the time and they were doing all the parties and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
And that really wasn't the reason I chose to be a Sigma because, like, the person who actually, like, brought me along was a party person.
Okay, yeah.
But behind closed doors, that he was like a real brother. Like, hey, I'm going to link you with this person so you can succeed on campus. Like, he was doing little shit, like introducing me to DJ View, which is Dr. View. Took me to the ODI and just showed me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The resources for a black student on a PWI campus. So it was just like, they doing that for me and they don't even know me like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
They invite me over doing, I think they had like pizza and Domino's and you know what I'm saying? Just doing shit.
Just want to see you succeed. Yeah.
And then, like, it was other people that I knew in fraternity for years.
Right.
Like, I knew Dre Songz before I even got to UCO.
Right.
I knew a lot of people that was in different fraternities, but it was just like, that felt like that was for me. Right. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to take the route just because I knew another person in that fraternity and just wanted to be like them or anything. I created my own path, and you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can ask some people now. Yeah, they'll tell you, like, hey, well, we got on the scene of Sigmas, and it went up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was already up there from the Langston Sigmas.
Oh, okay.
Like Pub,
so the Sigmas ran it.
Yeah, and then, like,
see, when UCO I was back in college, shit, the Alphas ran it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now y'all got it right now. Okay, okay, well, that's cracking.
Yeah.
Man, so when did you pick up the ones and twos then?
2014.
Oh, 2014. Yeah.
So the way I started, it was funny. Like, I was still playing football. I had this big-ass house surround sound from my mom's crib that I was just playing in the room, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just fucking around with it then. I had virtual DJ. But this is no cap. You can ask Ray Westbrook, some of my football teammates, bro. I had DJ my first time off of YouTube. I had two tabs pulled up. And I thought I was doing some shit.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
What? YouTube?
We did a little late night house party. It was going up straight off of YouTube. And then eventually I got...
that motivate you, though? Like, damn, okay.
I wouldn't say that motivated me because that wasn't even the point where I took it seriously.
Oh, okay.
I was still in the football. So it was just like... Just
you were trying to have the party going up. Yeah. Okay.
So at that time, it was just like, shit, I'm just trying to do something just so we don't look lame. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the music is still rolling.
Right.
And at that point, it wasn't really like, oh, I'm trying to be a DJ.
Right. So was you musically inclined, though?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, that's all I listened to. Like, music was my second, like, getaway other than football.
Okay, hell yeah, right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I definitely just leaned on music, like, when I wasn't playing football.
So when did you get the mixing board then? You know what
I'm saying? Mixing board came from, I did a house party, so I still had that surround sound, big ass surround sound carrying around.
Yeah, this nigga living in the 80s, Kilo.
Yeah. I did a house party with GQ. He had I think it was like an NS7, like a Nexum.
Yeah.
Something like that. Newmark. Yeah, he had a Newmark. He had that motherfucking.
What, a small one too, huh?
No, it wasn't even small. It was a nice
size. Okay,
it was just light as fuck. So he was like, shit, bro, we can share this one. Like, I fuck with you. You nice. Like, we can share this one, bro. So, like, anytime we did a house party together, that's like really the start of us DJing together. It was like we did that first house party. And then after that, it was like the rest was history. We did everything together.
Oh, for real?
And then he became my LB.
So y'all was tag team?
Yeah.
Okay, damn, cool.
So he my ace.
Like, okay, yeah.
Line brothers.
Like, okay, damn. So y'all still locked into this day?
Yeah. I was just pulled up on them at the studio.
Okay,
yeah.
off top. Man, so when did you start to like take it serious though? You know what I'm saying? Like, when did you become like the DJ Life?
So I took it serious. So I went by DJ Swave Ho first.
So you DJ Swave Ho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them parties.
So I DJ under that name first.
Okay.
And View tried to get me to change that name for so long. He said, you're not going to get booked to school for that. So I never got booked for no school events until I became DJ Life.
So why Swave Ho?
So Swave Ho was like...
It was something swaggy back then?
Yeah, it was like... It really was from a term that we used to use, Swave or Swave.
Mm-hmm.
That's what like my Twitter name was.
Yeah.
Which was Swag and Flavor, but obviously... A playoff of Flavor Flav's name.
Right, okay.
So that's kind of where it came from. And then I went to that.
Yeah.
I took DJ seriously when I was under that name and I had got booked with DJ Wayne this thing.
Okay, man. So
he low key like.
Man, so how you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, because you was a new. Yeah, okay. And
I grew up with Wayne. Wayne from Dell City, from the South. Like, okay, I knew Wayne my whole childhood.
Yeah.
So he really wasn't trying to come.
But Wayne was thinking like, what little nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in a sense, he did that. But also, he was just trying to show us, like, it's bigger than just playing a song.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
That he got across clear.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, you can't just jump in it like that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We was doing house parties. And we was doing Club Vibe with Cobra, Ron Walker.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
At that time, we was DJing for him. And I was
so you had to jump in there.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, not at that time.
Okay. So yeah.
It was just I was playing the full songs, and then you start to see like I'll play a good song, the crowd rocking to it, and then you will start to see the crowd just be still.
Okay.
And it's just like they waiting for the song to be to be over, and it's like the next song I'll play the next song, full song.
Right.
So on an average party, I'm playing like 8 songs, like 8 to probably see, not even that.
Hey, see me. I'll appreciate something like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I want the full song, but the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crowd control, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly.
So you had to learn that early.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, man, so who told you, dog? Like, what Wayne tell you? Like,
Wayne really didn't tell us. Cobra was telling us. He was like, y'all got to practice. Y'all got to do this. Y'all got to do that.
Okay, yeah.
And it kind of was just like, all right, nigga, we hear you, but you're not a DJ, so I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Right, okay.
Then he brought
so
Wayne
you was copy, cocky then.
Yeah.
Yeah, off top.
Both of us, with me and GQ, was, we was arrogant as fuck.
Like, hell yeah.
Because we definitely had the house parties going up. Like, that was just, you can play a full song in a house party. Don't nobody give a fuck. Because while I'm playing a full song, I'm over here chopping up with a female, chopping it up with the homies, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing.
Oh, top.
So I can play a full song, do a little dance song. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah. Okay, so then what? Wayne came and said that you need to practice too?
No, he kind of, after he did the, he pulled up on us. And he DJed like, I think he DJed in the middle and I was supposed to close out.
Mm-hmm.
When I was supposed to close out, the whole crowd had left. So when the whole crowd had left, I ain't had nobody to DJ for.
Yeah.
I was like, I told y'all. And he's like, I brought him here so y'all can actually see, like, you know what I'm saying, what it takes.
Right,
and
right.
After that, I got my grind in DJing. Like, I was on YouTube teaching myself.
Oh, God.
I linked up with Wayne. And he was just giving me a few tips. He took me to X-Cal House. Once or twice.
Yeah.
So
the people who've been doing it, they embraced you though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're embracing a lot of people. You know, like
I would say I probably had it the easiest.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because they embracing you and they helping you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like then like the first person to ever give me an opportunity, like in order to like come DJ for them, like open up for them, was Orange.
Okay. Orange.
And then that's kind of how I like I linked up with. Seeing Kilo a lot more.
Okay,
Dre Songz already knew of me, but Orange kind of brought me around.
Okay,
like in
a
sense. And then, obviously, I was an indistinct DJ with Wayne, so Wayne was bringing me around. So I had two DJs already bringing me around that I knew growing up.
Right.
And then Bird actually got me into the nightlife.
Okay,
so that was a promoter bringing me in. So it was just like, niggas had no other choice but to embrace me. So then, like...
Yeah.
Eventually, I
so you had to take it serious though.
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, God, like, you did.
In a sense, it's kind of like that let down feel. Like you can't let them down. Like,
bro, it's big dogs. You know,
you got a lot of names.
Yeah, off top. So when was you proud of your mix though? You were like, okay, shit, I'm getting it.
I think I was proud of my mix once I started doing parties with like Your American Dream and Wayne.
Oh, okay, damn.
Just because Your Mecca Dream was the person who was like, he didn't like shit I ever did. Mm. He was the nigga that was like, he'd come over and touch, hey, get out of that, get out of that, get out of that. And then it was like, I think it was like Nightmare Norman or like a Black Friday party or something.
Yeah.
And the nigga didn't never touch nothing. So I'm over here looking like, I'm waiting on him like, damn. Going to R&R at the time. He was just like, killing this shit. Got it.
So yeah.
At this point, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm that nigga. So my confidence built up a little bit more.
Yeah.
So like, when my confidence built up a little bit more, then I started seeing like, okay,
yeah,
I got to practice. I got to do this. I got to do this. And then eventually I started feeling like I need to get more experience with just watching the crowd and just watching myself. So I started getting a videographer to record me. And then that's how I started seeing like, okay, when I played this song, I got this record. Because I know what I played, but it's a whole song playing over the whole.
Mm-hmm.
It's like highlight film. So that's how I started looking at it.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted to get to. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you take it serious. But just like you said, there ain't a lot of people that's going to hire somebody for game film so you can go home and watch yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
I still be watching some of my old ones.
So what did you learn from it though? Like,
what are
you looking at on it?
So what I look at is like, what song did I play? What song was I playing at that time to where I got this good ass footage?
Okay.
Or what did I bring in after that? You know what I'm saying? Just shit like that. Because at that time, I really didn't know what I was looking for, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what exactly I was trying to accomplish from doing that besides getting my name out there and let niggas know I can DJ.
Right.
But I was still trying to dissect myself and critique myself without even, you know what I'm saying, consciously trying to do that.
Yeah. How hard is it to DJ like in this climate now, though? You know what I'm saying? Because music drops so quick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really about the new music. You know what I'm saying? It's about the music that the crowd want to hear.
Yeah.
But the new music is so hot, like you still want to play it too, though. You know?
So I didn't grasp that concept until I started DJing with Kilo.
Right.
He DJed, I think the first time I started DJing with him, he showed me like, I can DJ a whole hour, 2 hours, 3 hours without playing the hottest song.
Right.
And that's what, when we came in the game, that's what all we wanted to do was play the hottest song.
Exactly.
Right. I think I played, what was that? I think it was like the Billboard party that we did at camps. It was like, he DJed the whole time without playing a hit. I'm DJing the hits. His set lit. My set, all right, it's cool.
Right.
Like, it's cool, but like, his set lit. So I was like, damn, shit. He can do it. I can do that shit too. Like, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, how you present the song, how you bring it in.
Exactly.
And what you play.
Right. And that's why he's so professional, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Just like you said, that he ain't got to play a hit, but this shit's still moving. Like, the drinks is still getting poured and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, because it's hard. Like, I didn't underestimate it because I don't call myself like a club DJ, but that shit is hard though. You know what I'm saying? Because I still can't get the transition down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard. You know? So that's why I respect the art. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much going on. Man, there's drunk people here. They want to hear this. It's women over here. Man, your dogs are coming in. Like, the whole night is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a shit, it's a game, like you said. Yeah.
That's just the biggest part for me. Like, make sure I blend right, transition right. Like,
man,
I be fucking up still to this day. But I mean, he might notice it, I might notice it, but the crowd don't know it. But
right, because the drinks is getting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people still, like, if you a new DJ, I would say, like, it's okay to fuck up.
Okay.
Because you learn, that's when you learn the most.
Right.
When you fuck up. And that's what, when I came in, I was afraid to fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started actually fucking up, and I'm like, shit, they don't know. Like, shit, I'm gonna get my shit right.
Right. Just not at 12:30 to 1, you can't fuck up. You know?
Yeah, no.
You know what
you gotta be on your shit.
Yeah.
You gotta be on your shit.
So when did Kilo embrace you though?
Man, it was like organic as fuck. Like, I remember it was like on my birthday.
Okay.
Was it like 3 or 4 years ago, probably something like that? He just pulled up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know him like that. I knew of him. He knew of me.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled up, gave me a bottle of Bel Air. This one, Black Bottle Boys was popping. Okay, so niggas looking at him like, like, he pulled up just like, hey, this for you. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, he started, hey, pull up.
Yeah.
Pull up. But the crazy thing is, though, at that time, it was like, it was divided.
Okay.
So it was like, he would invite me to do certain shit, like, try to embrace me. But I was like, nah, I'm gonna stay over here. I'm gonna stay over here.
Right.
And it was times where niggas was like, hey, pull up, do this, like, come fuck with us over here. And I'm like, nah, I'm gonna stay over here. He went to Bahrain, and Dre was actually the person that got me to pull up.
Okay, yeah.
So it really was like organic. Then when he got back, it was kind of like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right.
It was love. So
yeah, man. But for him to embrace you though, and you know, shouldn't give you sets, and then for him to have you as the house DJ of his shit, you know, shit, like he gotta respect your work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a big deal, you know, because the nigga didn't, man, he didn't put so many on and they didn't cross them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's still riding with you, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that type of relationship, though. You know what I'm saying? Man, so how is Saints, though?
Man, that's the crib, man. That's you know what I'm saying? That's a different beast, different animal, you know?
Man. Nah, man, because Saints, man, it's multi-culture.
Yeah.
So you can't really play like the hood shit all night. You know what I'm saying? Because it be some fine little teens in there, nigga, that want to hear that, you know.
And I'm still learning even just being a house DJ from Key Lush, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
it's still, it's home, and it's like, it's a learning experience for me, too.
Okay, yeah.
So when it comes to the music aspect of it, it's like you really have to watch the crowd.
Right.
Like, I can have the whole dance floor packed, I can have people dancing.
Mm-hmm.
He'll find one person, like, make them dance. Make them dance.
Yeah,
and it's just like, it's teaching me.
Because if that person is dancing, like, the niggas that's already dancing gonna be dancing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So everybody dancing, and then you see that one person that's not having fun, it's a reason.
Right.
So you doing something that's not attaching them or making them want to come back. So it's like you trying to touch everybody, not just the people that you already got easily.
Right.
Because, you know what I'm saying, the people that you already got easily, they there every day of the week.
Yeah.
You want to get the new people and make them feel like, you know what I'm saying, they're at home too.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what the element that we try to bring is, make everybody come in, feel comfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Have fun. And remember, like, hey, I'm going back to Saints next weekend.
Exactly.
When we first started, it was rolling.
Yeah.
And just the pandemic is just the pandemic.
Exactly. Yeah, man. So, do you got to study other cultures' music?
Yeah. I stay on YouTube a lot. I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
I haven't been touching my board as much because I do that every week. So, that's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More so, like, twice, sometimes three times a week.
Okay.
So, I just mainly, you know what I'm saying, organize my music, make my cues, you know what I'm saying? Because you are, like, you mainly already know what you're going to do on the board.
It's
what you're going to play, how you're going to play it.
It's pregame.
Yeah. And then we just bounce ideas off of each other, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna hear a couple of stuff that, you know what I'm saying, we gonna bounce off of each other.
And
just, you know what I'm saying, made partying fun again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think for a minute, it became a popularity contest, and that's what took the fun out of going to the club.
Right.
Because if you look at, like, what they created with Taste Thursdays, it was more so to go hang out with your people.
Yeah.
And you have fun. You knew who you was going to see, and you knew what you was going to get, and you never knew who you was going to meet.
Right.
That's kind of what we trying to bring, you know what I'm saying, back to the city.
Yeah, man, but in that crowd, you can play a song that came out like the day before shit, and that crowd right there is going to know it, though.
Yeah.
It's two different crowds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I asked you because, Kilo started in Japan, and then he went shit overseas, and then he got New York. And so he know every single culture, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But in Saints, there might be some Iranians that come in, and you might have to a nigga play they shit just to get them to spin, though. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I said, like, I'm still learning, because, like, when they come in the building, like, say if that demographic came in the building.
Yeah.
He already done laced me with what to play.
Okay, right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know where to go. You know what to do, you know what I'm saying?
Off top.
Niggas share crates too. Like,
okay, yeah.
Niggas don't know that. Like, we share crates, like,
oh, it's music at the end of the day.
I don't feel like music is mine to hold. You know what I'm saying? Music is meant to share.
Oh yeah.
So, you know,
should have healed the world.
If I got something that I feel like, hey, this will work for your crowd, let me get that crate. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
You're gonna hear that a lot. Niggas come and DJ, hey man, let me get that crate. And it's nothing to share a crate with your brother.
Yeah, if you trust him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I mean, even if I don't trust, like, it'd be some Rudy pulled ass niggas coming up. Okay, let me get that crate. Shit, do what you gonna do with it.
Okay.
You might see some niggas come back with your same mix, but I mean, it ain't your same mix because they can't do it how you do it.
Exactly. How does it feel to DJ, like, in that sound system, though?
Man, that's the best sound system in the city, man.
I be hating. I be like, damn, man, I want to taste this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That bass, nigga, just, but me, shit, man, I might blow the speaker in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
See, I be trying not to.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It be some expensive shit. So, you know, he's like, damn, I don't want to, I'm going to let Dre handle it. You never see me fuck with a knob. I'm like, hey, can you help me with this real quick?
Okay, right.
Even though I know where I want to go, but it's just like, shit, yeah. I don't want to blow nothing.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, man. Switch gears, man. On the Oklahoma hip hop movement.
Yeah.
When did you step into it? Like,
I got involved real early with hip hop, like artists in the city.
Okay, locally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the first artist I DJed for was K Deuce.
Oh, okay.
Which is Hood Baby Deuce now.
Yeah.
Me and him, we were just trying something different. Then I got with the group. NYMG, and then it grew into back to Lil Baby Dudes.
Okay.
And then to No Hezo now.
Right. So, okay. So you seen the talent in the city.
Yep.
And you seen what they can do, because it's talent in the city, and it's definitely talent in the state. But far as the city right now, it's talent here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what it was for me, it was easy for me to be tapped in though. Cause like niggas used to record out of my house.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fresh J, High Volume, Turn Me Up GQ.
Okay.
All three of them was recording at my house. Like we all lived together basically. You know what I'm saying? So the studio was at my house. So I would see artists that was the niggas now.
Yeah.
They was just starting.
Okay, right.
And you know what I'm saying? They was coming up with it. So
and they were spitting.
Yeah, we all grew together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy now to see an OG Tony D, a June Poppy,
yeah,
a No Hezo.
Yeah.
Like niggas young niggas that's them niggas now. So it's just like it's more.
Cause you seen them Hungry in the Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right.
Jack Boy N7, that he came through the crib. Okay, one time. Damn. J. Cole brought him through.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they was recording there. It's a lot, man.
Yeah, man. But you know, there's all the DJs had they, you know, like had they time and had they shine and had they, you know, and they went on to be, you know, like the entrepreneurs now. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's life's time right now, mm-hmm. right? And all the artists are looking to life to push their shit and break their shit. So how do you do that? And you come with the mixes. Okay, like you come with the mixes and you give them that shine, but they want to be played in the club.
Yeah. I think on that level, it's just me trying to help them find the right demographic for that.
Right.
Because now it's just like everybody's looking to me just to solely play their shit in the club. Like,
exactly.
Motherfucker, right. I got a whole playlist.
Right. You got a whole job to do. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a playlist. I do music reviews. It's more than one way of just popping up in the club or trying to get your shit played in the club.
Right.
Like, right now we starting a pipeline. Me, Lando, and GQ.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Artists that record with GQ. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get you on the radio. We're going to try to get you in the club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just creating that pipeline. And we just now starting it out. Like, we just literally, like right. I said, I just pulled up on at the studio the other day, and that's what we talked about.
Right. So. And I appreciate you doing that, though, you know, because once you get that shine and that time, and the artist handed to you, like, okay, this is our guy.
Yeah.
Like, you working for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to create these different avenues for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And certain artists just think like, oh, just because I made it, it's the hottest song. Which you should feel like that, but also don't be stupid and just think like, you know what I'm saying? That's just the end all be all. Like, you got to make sure this going, like, when I play in the club, that it's going to go for show, for show.
Right.
Like, you can't just tell me like, oh, this, I promise you, this is the hottest song. Let me throw you $5. Let me throw you $10. Like, no, that don't make sense because you can fuck up a whole vibe. You can fuck up a whole set by playing the wrong song.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people, like, let the DJ hear it before it gets to the club, because it might not even be a club record.
Yeah. See, and what the artists don't understand is, okay, see, it's not the club to break the music. You know what I'm saying? Because
exactly,
we come into party. We don't care about the shit, the local artists and the hottest, like whatever the beat is and the music is, hey, we come to party. Because I remember, man, when Kilo, he broke good stupid, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody knew it. You know what I'm saying? Cause we didn't know it at the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the gave us 2 weeks, nigga, the whole crazy club going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we're not the city where we're gonna pick up on it quick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the playlist is bigger than the club to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I'll clean up to your playlist. Should I ride to your play? Like, okay, damn. Yeah. Like, this is a local artist. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they need to realize.
And I'm starting to see even like the fruits from my playlist. Like a lot of people don't even know that. We did Litmus. I played a whole Oklahoma set of artists. I didn't say where it was from. I didn't say who they was. Right. None of that. I just started dropping.
Okay, yeah.
And when I'm dropping them, I'm seeing the reaction. Bird looking at me like, nigga, this is some Oklahoma shit.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah.
Nigga, he looked at the crowd like, shit, fuck it. There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm playing a back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And it's just like,
exactly.
We can do that now. Like, when you create a playlist and you know, you seeing what songs is the hits.
Right.
I can do that.
Right. And it got to be the right environment, though.
Exactly.
Shit is what I'm saying, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the right environment where y'all was just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, so what do you see it going, though? You know, because there's artists that's, there's artists in the state that's really doing their thing right now. You know what I'm saying? But not a lot of locally people really know about that. You know what I'm saying? But the internet know about it, though. You know what I'm saying? The kids.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to do now is break the politics of Oklahoma. Like, the music shit in Oklahoma. Because, like, a lot of the politics is in the way of breaking the next artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my homie could be a rapper and I'm pushing him as the hottest nigga in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a motherfucker like, I'm going to use Chris McCain as an example. Like,
yeah.
He's one of the artists that's been doing it for a long time that you've seen.
Right, get better.
Get better and better and better and better.
Right.
So if a label come here, I'm like, shit, my homie, that's the nigga.
Right.
And my homie might fuck up that opportunity just because that's not what they looking for.
Exactly.
And the artist they looking for that's already developed is a Chris McCain.
And that's what we got to push because he's already developed, like you said.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying? we gotta find the one. Like a lot of it don't even got to be a nigga. Neighborhood Barbie.
Right.
She only been rapping for like what 2 months, 3 months, probably.
Right. Hot.
And she's already hot. That don't mean she's far behind.
Right.
She could be the one that opened the door too.
Exactly.
So just finding the one. Everybody say, oh, we got a lot. We got a multiple. Find the one.
Right.
So when they come knocking on the door and they ask the question, who's the one?
Right.
Who do without we, a doubt.
Exactly.
It's the one.
Right. And stop hating on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we got to come together and push your artists, man. But they be so scared that the artist is not going to come back and reach back and get them, though. You know what I'm saying? But you got to let that fear go.
Yeah. And that's what I was trying to explain. Like, when we had a talk in the clubhouse group.
Okay.
Like some niggas like, that's the fear that everybody had.
Right.
Is an artist not coming back and open up the door. They just going to get in and close it right behind them. Because they want to be the only and the nigga that said they can do that.
Exactly.
But you got to look at Atlanta. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hate using it as an example. Atlanta wasn't on until you heard Andre 3000 say the South got something to say.
Right. Exactly. Facts.
And then you got to look at Memphis. Memphis is shit. Really, just like Oklahoma.
Exactly.
We just got to find that one and kick it open.
Right.
The one for them was 3-6 Mafia.
Right. And they had their own culture, though, too, though. Like, we got to see what's our culture, too, though. You know, because Atlanta and Memphis got their own thing. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like ours is a melting pot, but it's also
right live like a gumbo
music.
Pot.
Yeah, but it's live music.
Okay, right, exactly. It's like talent.
If you listen to Arrived, it sounds like a movie, but you also hear the live music behind it.
Right.
I listen to Steph Simons. It's a live music behind it. Like it's a live band.
Right.
Like,
right.
So like a lot of times, it might not fit an artist. Say like a No Hezo, that might not fit a No Hezo. But if he gets on something like that, you never know what it could bring.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's kind of like where it's going in a sense. But I ain't going to cap. Turn Me Up GQ Beats. It's going crazy right now. So
When
you hear that tag or ADHD bouncing, you're like, damn, this is some Oklahoma shit. Cut a classic.
Yeah.
Outside. Yeah. So you got to still Rob Stovall. You still got to take in consideration of those producers that can make those beats, because a lot of people will go around them and they'll get a bullshit ass YouTube beat. I ain't gonna say bullshit ass YouTube beat, because YouTube beats be hard.
Yeah, they be hard, but they can't make money from them.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you buy the beat.
Right.
Unless you know how to genuinely buy the beat. And that's right. That's another thing. The business aspect of it is fucked up in the city.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people is holding so much game on how to maneuver and how to get help a nigga get a song registered or help a nigga even learn how to send an email. So it's just like, I think in that sense, we just got to figure out the business and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, make sure that we find the one and that know the business.
Right. And yeah, man, but the artists be so talented, they can't really worry about that shit, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that's so important these days, man. But back then, like, the artists wasn't worried about the business side because they were so talented, man. They was just dishing out the music. And that's what we got to push, too. Like, we got to have some solid managers out here, too, that's that really want the like the artists to go. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I like what Fast Cash doing.
Okay, yeah.
Fast Cash, he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? He put his shit to the back and was like, shit.
Yeah.
Neighborhood Barbie.
Right.
GQ, he was a rapper.
Yeah.
Turn Me Up GQ, he was a rapper.
Mm.
Then he became a producer. Then he was like, shit, I'm gonna push an artist. Neighborhood Barbie, Tony D.
Right.
Like, that's what we gotta do. Like, I've always been like that. So, like, whatever artist I'm working with, I'm them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they shit is my shit.
Right.
So, like, No Hezo, you always gonna see me push No Hezo, post No Hezo.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Man, so what you think about the Tulsa scene, though?
Tulsa scene, man, they on their way. Man, they on their way.
I keep telling people, man, but they don't want to go up there, shit, and you know, like a network, you know.
And
the artist is waiting on them to come.
I think it's already happening.
Okay, yeah. Because
you got the Far and Little Africa.
Yeah, right.
Which what we talking about now is that's already happened. Like, they network, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Grand National go up there a lot. Chris McCain, he got some of those artists on the tape. It's just like people don't know. They just don't know. Like, okay, you gotta go. Right. You gotta go find out to know. Like, I would have never known that if my homie TXR, he was like, man, you don't even promote Chris McCain. You don't fuck Chris McCain. Like, he going off on me on Twitter.
Right.
People thinking like, oh, he trying to get at life. Like, what's this nigga weird? What is he on?
Yeah.
Like, me and TXR, we can have those conversations because I grew up with him. That's my brother.
Right.
So, like, it's like if you and your brother have a disagreement,
right,
y'all can talk about it.
Right.
So, like, we literally on the phone. He like, bro, like, you gotta listen to Chris McCain. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Chris McCain is.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. He was like, okay, well, go listen to him, nigga. Like, you sleep.
Yeah.
You sleep.
Right.
I go listen to him.
You like, wow. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, straight east. Because,
like, niggas know what I like. Like, my homies, they know what type of music I listen to versus what I play in the club.
Okay, right.
Like, he know I listen to some dumb ass shit, but also I listen to some, you know what I'm saying, some real shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to put this nigga on Blueface for the longest. Like, he like, turn that shit off.
Yeah.
Turn that shit off. And he put me, like, vice versa. He put me on Pop Smoke.
Okay, right.
And
right.
When I got back from Miami, I wasn't fucking with Pop Smoke. I was like, what the fuck? Then I just started seeing it.
Right.
And it grew.
Yeah, man, but there's so much music to come out. It's like, man, I can't keep up with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
The way I keep up with it, I just constantly listen to playlists.
Okay,
when I'm doing something at the crib, I'm putting it on YouTube, letting the videos run through.
Yeah.
And I might see something like, damn, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And he might see something, he probably like send it to me. My homies, everybody just be sharing music now. So it's just like, you never know. Like, Benny the Butcher, my boy Kenya, he put me on Benny the Butcher.
Okay,
you gotta go listen to Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, the straight bars. Yeah.
Bino Corleone, he put me on, he another dope artist too. Interstellar is hard as fuck.
Yeah.
He put me on, what's the blue? It's like blue something.
Okay,
I can't think of their name, but it's some niggas from Cali. I got them on my phone for like going through and trying to find that shit.
Yeah, man, it's just too
Blue Bloods Clan.
Oh, Blue Bloods Clan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it was something. I was like, I'm gonna get that one. Blue Bloods Clan.
Yeah.
They're dope artists as well. So, stand up with today with music is easy because.
Nah, I know it ain't, man.
It is.
Nah, you just gotta know.
Matter of fact, man, I'm going to take your number after this.
And
we're going to start sharing music.
Okay,
you just got to get in the circle of sharing music, bro.
Okay, yeah.
When you get in the circle of sharing music and you seeing other people playlists and you connect to my Apple Music or my Tidal account, you just easily go in there and find whatever you want to listen to. Like, it's going to show what I'm currently listening to on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shit. My homeboy Cinco, I be daily looking at his shit. Like, what the fuck he listening to? Because he listens to the same shit. Like, right. Since we was kids, we listened to the same shit.
So can you DJ like a 17-year-old party right now? 16, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I kill a 16, 17.
I don't know, man, because they on so many artists that I don't know.
Exactly. And that's that. See, you don't know, but like the shit that they be on. It's like, that's like my turn up.
Okay, music. Yeah.
So like NBA Youngboy.
Right.
King Von. Yeah, Lil Durk. Toosie.
Yeah.
Like the young wave of music. Like that's just, like, I'll be on that shit still.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I never forgot where I came from, which was, I was a college DJ. So like, I always stay in tune with the colleges. Like, I got a little brother that's in college.
Yeah, man, but that shit be so rah, man. I'd be like, man, I can't listen to this shit all day, man.
Yeah, you know, I don't listen to that shit. That shit'll fuck your vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I leave that to them. Like, I know what's in and I know what's hot.
Okay, yeah. Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, like, you doing your thing out here right now. And you work too. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And you got a family. So, like you doing your thing and you giving your heart to the game right now, man. And we appreciate it, though. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Man, so when is the next playlist going to come out, man?
So I stopped
for the 2021. Oh, you stopped it?
No, I stopped it for right now.
Okay.
It's because I want to do something bigger.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to get it to where it's a Midwest or what we call a Mid-South thing.
Okay.
So I want artists from other states now, too.
Okay.
Because if you got other artists in the state, that's going to bring attention to, who this nigga from Oklahoma? Who this nigga from Dallas? That's going to make them want to, you know what I'm saying? If you like a song that you're hearing on that playlist and you're an artist, you're going to be like, damn, I'm trying to work with bro. I'm going to follow him on Instagram. Or I'm going to follow him.
Right.
I'm trying to look up his shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's creating that network now.
Yeah.
And that's the direction I'm going to take it, because I seen that it was a lot of artists that I didn't know about that I should have.
Like, oh, okay.
If I'm trying to be
invested, and they was getting at you.
No, they wasn't getting at me. Some of them didn't. Like Chris McCain,
they never said emotional.
Boy. Yeah, Chris McCain, he never said nothing until like a couple of days ago. He said,
"Oh, he did?
I appreciate it, bro."
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's, like I was posting this shit, I was sharing this shit more.
Yeah,
and it's just, you know what I'm saying. I think more so artists need to get themselves out there. Like, hey, I got this going. Oh, yeah. I know you a DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out.
Right.
Because honestly, when niggas send me shit on Instagram, I listen to it. Like my boy Vino, he just sent me his Broken Love challenge.
Yeah.
I just watched it on like right before I came over here. So I'm just checking shit out.
Yeah, man, but me and you, like we gotta keep our ears to the street though, you know. But for the average person, they got their own thing, you know what I'm saying? So they can't always keep their ear to the street. So that's why you so important though. So the playlist is still important now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Off top. Okay, man. So you got the Corona though, you know what I'm saying? At Saints. So is it gonna pick up shit by the spring? I think so.
I think it's gonna,
you know what I'm saying?
Go up.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna go up.
That's what y'all still haven't like experienced like the been the 80-degree weather yet, you know what I'm saying?
Because I think we started fall.
Yeah, y'all started in the fall.
Yep, October.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's still like there's still a light at the tunnel, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just Corona right now. Mm-hmm. But as soon as this shit is over, all these vaccines and shit, man, niggas good. Man, hey, nigga,
we're
going to be in the streets.
I was talking to my boy the other day. He was talking about, he was like, when I go to the club, bro, it be turned up, but it's like something's missing. Like, and I told him, I said, when people go out of state, do you feel like it's something missing? He was like, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. I feel like it be there.
Yeah.
So we playing the same music.
Right.
So you damn near seeing the same type of people.
Right.
So the only thing that's missing is bottle service. Mm-hmm. Bottle service is low key what's killing the nightlife. If there was bottle service, I'm telling you.
Okay.
It'll be a different type of atmosphere in the city. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, Oklahoma probably can't even afford bottle service. Mm-hmm. That's why you make it affordable to your market.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you're in business, you know how to set a price for your market.
Right.
You don't do something and then try to be just like the next city or L.A. trying to make niggas pay L.A. prices. That's stupid. Cookie store ain't doing that.
Right. So they want that service?
Yeah. I mean,
that convenience?
Everybody wants the service. You don't want to come to the... If you don't drink champagne or you don't drink wine and shit like that, you don't want to come to the club and be like, shit, can I get a bottle? Yeah, but you can only get champagne.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And
the champagne that everybody wants be Moet, but like, yeah. Niggas don't be really trying to get Moet for, you know what I'm saying, the drink. Niggas be trying to get Moet for the females.
Right, which, for snap and shit, yeah.
When you get them alcohol bottles, niggas be trying to get 1942 for they sub, Classe Azul, you know what I'm saying, Casamigos right, for right. they sub.
So is it coming? Like, are they trying to work on it?
Shit, I feel like Kodak. I hope so. Okay. I hope so.
Right. Now, well, they probably scared that somebody going to get too fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
You going to get too fucked up no matter what. I can go regardless. I can come straight out of my house and be too fucked up.
Right. You're right. Exactly.
You
know what I'm
saying? You can't avoid somebody being too fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think they can control the world by doing this and that and this and that.
Right.
But it can happen anywhere. Like, niggas say, like, anytime you leave your house, you can die.
Exactly. Shot,
you know what I'm saying? So right. Anything can happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just right. How you carry yourself, what you go looking for.
Right. And they brought the weed, nigga, so they might as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They criminalized weed. Weed is criminal. Bro, niggas going to jail. My uncle just recently got out, like, last real? Year.
Oh, man, I love to hear that.
For being a drug dealer. So, okay, just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They legalize so many drugs. I think in Oregon, I think meth is legal and shit like that. Like,
all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, bro. They legalizing so much dumb shit, but yeah. You can't legalize certain shit by alcohol.
So do the streets like complain about no smoking?
Oh yeah,
I know they do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big thing to people. Like, people want to go everywhere and smoke.
Yeah, man. They just want to be ratchet, nigga, for the night. You know what I'm saying?
And I wouldn't even say it's being ratchet because, you know what I'm saying, weed is legal.
Yeah, weed is legal.
And you know what I'm saying? You
But not everybody be blowing it, though. And not the crowd that y'all bring, you know what I'm saying? Like, it be some fine, you know, some teens in there.
And the fine teens, they be smoking weed. That's what be fooling niggas. Like, it be, you know what I'm saying? You see a female, she be bad as hell, yeah. Trying to duck down, smoke some weed. I'm like, put that out, man. You can survive a couple of hours without it. You know what I'm saying? Nah, some people can't, though.
Right. Yeah, man, but they spoiled us, too, though. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Because you said the Taste Thursday. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Back to back in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, man, like, you got to keep it professional, too, though. You yeah. know what I'm saying? But y'all can come with y'all little, you know, like the little smoke lounge or something. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Man. Yeah.
Get a little hookah lounge.
Bro, yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nah, man, I appreciate you coming out, though, life, yeah. man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's your time and you doing it right. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, and you pushing the artists. And that's what I want to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see the artists take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I want us on the map, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we on the map, but I'm talking about, like, shit, like a Drake-level type map, nigga, yeah. where they know that this is OKC and it's popping. Because it's really popping out here. You know, I got the weed and shit. Like, in the springtime, it's going to be really popping. Like, yeah. like, the downtown is, shit, it's damn near like, man, like a new downtown yeah. down there. You know what I'm saying? So, it's rising, man. And I appreciate, man, your work in the community. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. We're gonna have to have another talk too.
Oh, yeah. Off top.
You know what I'm saying? Have to come back for you, man.
Oh yeah, off top.
This like I think this is my first interview of 2021.
Oh, so it is. Yeah,
you got that, man.
Yeah,
and I ain't even did too many interviews. I think I did one other interview and then
okay.
This is my second interview as a DJ.
Yeah. Okay. Now, man. Man, I appreciate your time, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all getting it going tonight?
Oh yeah, we got my homegirl Cynthia.
Okay.
It's her 21st birthday.
Okay, so, yeah.
And then we back at it for Saints on Saturdays, y'all know.
Yeah.
Saints on Saturdays go up. And then right. we got King on Sunday.
King.
C Carr and Nicole Scott.
Oh, okay. Where's that at?
Saints, man. We at Saints this weekend. Oh, we at the crib this weekend, man.
I didn't know there was something on Sunday. Yeah. I'm going to come out on Sunday,
man.
We
outside with it, man.
I didn't know that, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
Just come fly. That's another thing I was going to say while we on YouTube. Too. Just like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people worry about the dress code a lot when they think of Saints and just where it came from
yeah.
to where it is now.
So I thought it was culture.
Yeah, it's just culture. Like, me and Killer say, just come dress in place. Like,
right.
You know, niggas know what fly is. Yeah, you know how to get fly. You know what I'm saying? You can't come in there just sagging and doing the most, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get fly. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to dress like you going to court now. But you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of niggas think that's what the dress code is. Like, I can't get in with J's on. I can't get in.
Nah.
If I got, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it's a music video.
Be fresh. You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Music video fresh. That's what you're going to call music. You got that right. Music, like you going in a music video.
Okay, man. But what about the shooting, man? Like, did that fuck up downtown for a minute?
No.
Oh, okay,
because I mean,
I wasn't scared.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people gotta realize this too. Like, before we was even downtown, like clubs downtown. You gotta think about that little strip for a minute by itself. Over there by where before the Chesapeake even got there. Like, niggas was shooting on that. I was a little kid and I was hearing about that. Like, where Byron's them is all that shit. So like it was happening before that, and a lot of people just know, like, if you don't go looking for trouble, you ain't trying to do all that shit, like, you can make it home safe. You know what I'm saying? It's just all about what you go looking for.
Right, exactly. Man, I appreciate it. Life, real talk, bro. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, like, you come back, shit, man, like, anytime. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, though, man.
Already.
Shot of Brandy Podcast, man. That's episode 168, man, with Saints own DJ Life.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, bro.
Already, man.